USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Much of the discussion on the Sunday morning news shows is about that Democratic-backed voting rights legislation, which has been blocked from advancing in a closely divided U.S. Senate after two key senators refused to support changing Senate rules regarding the filibuster. Speaking on ABC's This Week a short time ago to co-host Martha Raddatz, Senator Chris Coons of Delaware described his worries regarding the situation. Coons, by the way, a Democrat.
We're seeing laws like SB 1 in Texas passed in a dozen states across the country that are clearly designed to accomplish voter suppression. There are legitimate concerns about making sure there isn't widespread voter fraud. There isn't.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat of Arizona, has been formally censured by the Arizona Democratic Party over her reluctance to change the filibuster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Gun violence on an upswing in New York City again lately, and the new city mayor, Eric Adams, held a roundtable yesterday to address the problem, commemorating those who work in law enforcement for all of the crime they've stopped simply by being on the job in the city.
You looking at the shooting that happened, look at the ones that did not happen.
That's right.
Because you were there.
That's right.
You know, so we talk about how many runs a batter knocked in. We don't say how many runs are saved by the shortstop, you know. And so I know that, you know, you're stopping a whole lot of beefs and battles and retaliatory shootings. I'm aware of that. Don't listen to the noise. Let's stay focused and not get distracted.
A snake wrangler had to be called in to remove dozens of snakes from a home in Maryland where a man was found dead a few days ago. The count currently standing at 124 snakes removed, and they're still looking for more. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The CEO of Pfizer saying COVID-19 will not be eradicated, at least not anytime soon. Speaking to Israeli News on Saturday, the CEO, Albert Bourla, said, "We should be able to come to normal lives again, but not for a few months, and there will continue to be anomalies with the Omicron variant," and he believes they'll be controllable through vaccines, but they'll always be with us. He says the best way to avoid being hospitalized with COVID is by getting that shot. A Connecticut mother is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that runs Snapchat. The lawsuit says after 11-year-old Selena Rodriguez took her own life in 2021, they learned that she'd been addicted to social media, and the suit claims the girl's suicide was, in its words, caused by the defective design, negligence, and unreasonably dangerous features of their products. The statement claims Snapchat knowingly and purposefully designed, manufactured, marketed, and sold social media that's unreasonably dangerous as being designed to be addictive to young users. It's official. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart will be this year's coaches for the annual Puppy Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.